This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What is it with people that don't wear helmets? I got to ask the question going into today's show, Super Don, because I was out there on the bike trail twice this weekend. Yeah. And funny enough, you know, listen, I'm no dummy. I wear a helmet during my mountain biking experiences. I've wrecked a couple of times over the years, maybe more. And yet, as children, when I was growing up, we did not wear helmets. And I didn't get a head injury. I didn't fall on my head. Was I smart as a kid because I knew not to fall on my head, or was... Did stuff just get more dangerous in the time we've been on planet Earth? What happened?
I don't know that they even had helmets when we were kids. I don't remember ever seeing any.
Yeah.
And the whole helmet thing came about when my kids were young.
Right.
And when they first came out, there was some reluctance making that transition from, you know, one generation to another.
Right.
Because they felt like they looked stupid wearing a helmet,
yeah.
Right?
Well,
it's
yeah,
more helmets, accepted now.
But. Helmets did look kind of goofy way back when,
yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
I had some awkward-looking helmets when I got my first moped. Yeah, that was cool. I had a moped.
A moped.
Remember those kind of, but mine looked like a motorcycle, but I won't get into the trauma of that. But
It was a foped.
Yeah, our generation, yeah, okay. We're just getting used to seatbelts in cars. Are you kidding me? So I was on the bike trail. There was a man or a woman, adults, riding without their helmets. I'm like, are you nuts? But they were going super slow. And, in fact, at one point I was zooming around and going out. There was this big swoop down. It's like a wooden bridge kind of thing. And they were coming, they were walking their bikes the wrong way just because they wanted to go, oh, we want to try it. I'm like, you know, if I was a surfer, dude, you know how if you're in the surf and you're like a neophyte surfer, how you'll get picked on or really, you know, thrown out of the ocean?
Poser, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, poser. That was what was happening yesterday. And I was like, I'm hauling it. You know, my fastest route through the advanced course ever. And on my second day, and I'm feeling really great. And they're like, I'd run over them both. And they'd have deserved it. But I didn't. I slowed down. I said, I hope. I was just like I said, I'm glad all you're getting is air, right, off of that thing and nothing to hit your head. By the way, somebody in fact did. I got a report that somebody I know that works with somebody I don't know or met. Had a skateboarding accident. That's kind of why this was in my head right as we went to the show today. And he fell down and broke his head. He's in the hospital, but cracked his skull.
Nope.
And immediately he called, somebody called me and said, hey, what do we do? Arnica, of course, natrum sulfuricum. Remember, that's the homeopathic remedy for concussion. And long-term recovery, load up on the silica because that's that's the connective tissue. That's the repair. You could do homeopathic silicea as well. But of course our skeptic friends will go, there's no science to support that. That's quackery. We got some quackery coming from Forbes in a little while. But first and foremost, our foray into science is a distinct type of science as we cover a story about a plant we both know and love, maybe for different reasons, but for the medicinal reasons that I value it for. Yet accusations about it not being good and only being bad could only be
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
That's right. It's our free cannabis update into junk science territory. Because you know the holiday known as 420. And remember, Super Don, you instructed me, because I didn't even know what 420 was by the time we got out to the Cannabis Cup in Denver the first year
that's
it
right.
was legal.
On,
right?
On April 20th, that's right.
Yep. And I was like, well, what's the deal with this 420 thing? I still am not sure it's for real what they say it is, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
So 420, apparently a holiday for those who love weed, cannabis. And a study, apparently, says that could be a problem, slight increase in fatal U.S. car crashes on the date 420, as of 25 years now. 25 years of data. Now, this, okay, be interesting. Intrigue. Oh, 420, a day with more, you know, serious car accidents. Could there be a link? And, of course, the headline, what does the headline say? Marijuana's 420 holiday tied to a rise in fatal car crashes. Well, is it that date randomly selected? Is it because of cannabis is on that date? Is there a legitimate link, Super Don? And you are the decipherer of junk science, my friend. You have really elevated yourself as you read these studies and stories, and you just let it loose.
They don't even make it hard. I mean, this wasn't even a challenge. And this is what's crazy about this is the headline makes you think that on April 20th, you better stay home. Because if you go out and drive, you're probably going to get into an accident because there's a bunch of people out there smoking weed and getting behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And
on
so,
that day and that day alone.
On that day, because it's April 20th, it's 420. So they're kind of putting it on the same level as like a New Year's Eve, you know, or something like that, or St. Patrick's Day or something like that, where people have a New Year, you know, where people have a tendency to drink a
heavy,
Super
right?
Bowl,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so headline says it's tied. And this is what irritates me so bad is in the headlines quite often with these stupid studies that don't make any sense, that have absolutely no credibility, the headlines make it sound like that it's a proven fact. Tied to a rise in fatal car crashes. Well, let's look at the details here. First paragraph, marijuana user, self-proclaimed holiday, is linked to a slight increase in fatal U.S. car crashes, an analysis of 25 years of data found. Now, when it comes to studies, we criticize a lot of studies because they'll do a study and it'll last a week, right? Oh, we've proven that, you know, vaccines are safe because we tested them for a week and everything seemed fine. And so we'll criticize that. Now, 25 years, that's a long, you know, group of data. 25 yeah. years. But then let's go on with the news story here. Second paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
The study lacks evidence on whether pot was involved in any of the April 20th crashes.
What?
But marijuana can impair driving ability.
Well, it's theoretically possible that if you smoke enough weed, you're going to be going 5 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Right.
We did a study, and we're going to tell you that 420, April 20th, is tied to a higher incidence of fatal car crashes. But in reality, the study lacks any evidence of whether pot was involved in any of the crashes.
Wait a second. What kind of study has no evidence? It sounds like the study
that
says vaccines are safe and effective. That's the same kind of study. It's junk science, folks. It's junk science. Now, let's get to some real science because I don't want Super Don to have a brain aneurysm over this. Ridiculous.
It's not worth it. It's just dumb. All I got to say about it, I got my frustration out earlier when you and I were talking about it. But, you know, this to me, I suspect that this is something that is part of the Jeff Sessions strategy to further try and demonize cannabis by trying to make people think that it's causing people to get into fatal car crashes with no evidence whatsoever.
Rook, just lock Sessions in a movie theater, play Reefer Madness 24/7 till he goes mad, and we'll all be better off at that point. Folks, let's do a real cannabis update.
Pastitucci on the left hand side. Pastitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Well, Super Don, before I get to the official cannabis update, I got an update confirmation. I wasn't sure it's really happening. I've just sent you the link, but I will be broadcasting live from the NoCo Hemp Expo, the most comprehensive hemp exposition and trade show on the planet. April 6th and 7th in Loveland, Colorado. How cool is that? Nice. Any of our hemp buddies going to that? NOCO Hemp Expo. I don't know. What is NOCO? Northern Colorado, maybe?
It's a good question. I'll have to look into that. But, yeah, that's
great. I'll get you some more information. Our buddies at Plus CBD Oil, we're going to go out there and do some broadcasts from a big hemp show in Colorado. That's coming up the 6th and 7th of April. I hope to see some of y'all there. Now, the real cannabis update. Interesting story here. We'll rush through this, but it's good stuff. Five cannabis research findings that should have been on the front page. One, cannabis may be a potential alternative to opioids. Now, here's the thing. In the mainstream media, whether it's Jeff Sessions run or whatever, there is a bias against weed by and large. In the mainstream media, obviously it's made headway. It's made some strong shifts have happened. Let's acknowledge that. But we're not getting enough, let's say, mainstream coverage of the benefits to counterweight those that are still under the impression that cannabis is evil and has no basis for anything good. And you look at how many people are dying from opioid addiction. It's just horrendous. It's horrific. And yet we still have the federal government trying to put the brakes on the investigations, much less the actual reality of the numbers coming in saying, look, in these states where the cannabis is made available, opioid addiction is dropping. Right? The deaths are dropping. This is good news. And there are other things that, it could contribute to or could contribute to that as well. We talk homeopathy as well as other things. But here's another classic example of, yeah, there's a lot of research on this. Why is that not front page news, too? It's only in the, well, Natural Blaze covered this. And, of course, you'll have cannabis-focused articles and cannabis-focused outlets, media outlets. How about this one? This one's pretty cool, Super Don. Cannabis may protect alcohol users from liver disease. You know what that means? This is huge news. That means that the toxicity of cannabis is hardly real at all. If we talk about how do you get to a toxic, what system is going to be harmed by doing too much weed? This is not me advocating for you to overdose on anything, least of all weed. That's not my point. But to say that this plant that God created is seemingly, I'm not going to say it's overdose proof because you can OD on it and get very sick and vomit and all that kind of stuff. And yet here it's talking about protection of the liver. One of the things that is so key that alcohol destroys, in addition to brain, but liver. And, of course, this botanical being protective of the brain, nervous system, and the liver, we see tremendous benefits there. Number three, cannabis may help ward off dementia. We've covered that. Cannabinoids have anti-tumor potential. We've covered that. A lot of this, in fact, is in Unlock the Power to Heal. If you're watching on the YouTube, it's over my left shoulder. You'll see the book Ty Bollinger and I put out some years ago, and it's still good today. Cannabis impact on cardiovascular health is still unclear. They say that. But you can read about it. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hey, anybody got inflamed sclera in their eye? We got a question about it coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, my best friend from going back to like third grade or fourth grade in elementary school, I've talked about, he actually did have a head injury, and I don't know that he was wearing a helmet either. He was on a bike, he tried to jump a creek, and he ended up at the other side of the creek, which had a wall, and he hit it like square on with his head, and he's had seizure activity ever since then, since a kid. So remember I talked about seizure activity always being gut-related unless there's a genuine head injury. So, yeah, I'm advocating, yes, wear a helmet. I don't have a problem saying that. That's not a wimpy thing to say. I wear a helmet when I'm out on bike. If I'm just riding around a little neighborhood here, I'm not too concerned. But, you know, when you're sending your kids out on big adventures, then, yeah, legitimate. When you send yourself out on a big adventure on the trail, yeah, wear a helmet. All right, folks, let's see what else we got. Of course, CBD, neuroprotective, neuroregenerative, as a part of the recovery for any brain injury as well. Now it is time to listen to you, because you got stuff to ask.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this is from Nathan, our good buddy Nathan, with his health food store up there. I think he's in Kentucky, right? I have a question concerning scleritis of the eye. That's inflammation of the sclera, the whites of the eye there. I understand this disease can be related to other underlying health issues. What are your recommendations for healing? Well, you're right. The other underlying health issues, unfortunately, if you consult a medical doctor, maybe even an eye doctor, will be called idiopathic. Idiopathic. And no, I know it's technically, it's not saying acknowledge, it's not overtly saying, hi, I'm your doctor, I'm an idiot, I don't know what causes it, but it's pretty close. It's just, I always love that term, idiopathic, Super Don, because, you know, it's a fancy way of saying, I have no idea what caused it, right? And I'd like to know what caused it. I think it's a legitimate thing to ask the question, what would cause the inflammation of the sclera? Now, you can look it up, there are a lot of things that they say could be other conditions associated with it. But none of them are saying are the cause of it, like RA, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, inflammatory bowel disease. I'm looking at some of these, the lists that they have. Gout. Ooh, interesting. Gout. Now, these are all clues. Because if you look at all of these inflammatory conditions and you say, inflammation of the sclera, we got inflammation of the skeletal system, inflammation of the bowel, anywhere inflammation, we got to go, okay, inflammation is the cause. Now, allopathically, they say, take an anti-inflammatory drug or, hey, you know, we'll give you a steroidal one. We'll give you some steroids to drop into your eye. This is often what they'll do. If they say there's an infection present, then they'll give you antibiotics to drop in your eye. Well, I got them both covered with silver hydrosol. I've done a video, a YouTube video, one of my more popular YouTube videos where I showed how you spray it in your eye, drop it in your eye. And guess what? Silver is going to nail it if it's an infection, knock out the infection. It's going to nail it if it's inflammation because it addresses local inflammation. By delivering the silver to the area in need, it downregulates the tissue inflammation. Some people call them fibrogenic cytokine storms. All this inflammation stuff, all these immune cells going in there. Now, this doesn't address necessarily every cause of the reason it's there. If it's an infection, yes, it does. But even that, we go deeper and we say, what would allow the infection to manifest? Important. The questions that we ask that most medical doctors do not. Why would there be this scleral, if you will, inflammation? What is the cause of it? Could it be mercury amalgams? Could you have silver fillings that are mostly mercury? Do you have other heavy metals circulating in your system? Do you have a deficiency of essential fats in your diet and even good, healthy, saturated fats in your diet? All of these things impact tissue manifestation or tissue regeneration, tissue generation. So you have imbalances in basic replacement of old cells, right? You're not getting the minerals in there. Guess what? Number one among all connective tissue minerals is the mineral silicon or silica. Skin, hair, and nails, skeletal tissue, nervous tissue, you name the tissue, including the whites of your eye. So upping the intake of the alta silica would be also important when you have idiopathic scleritis of the eye. Okay? Now, there are homeopathic remedies that we can take orally. One of my favorite for any kind of inflammation, heat inflammation, but it can work here. Phosphorus. Great. Anytime there's inflammation, think phosphorus. You can't go wrong. It's not going to harm you in a homeopathic way to do that. So, Nathan, number one, I would drop some silver hydrosol in the eye. Now, dig deeper into finding out, hey, what's going on in that person? Why would there be inflammation anywhere in the body, much less there? If they also have an accompanying autoimmune disease, well, you've got it licked. Interesting they said gout, because certain metabolic ways, simple metabolic ways, can create inflammation anywhere in the body, not just the big toe. So where do we go? Liver. Nathan, you make sure everybody that comes into your store is getting adequate selenium so they can produce glutathione, so they can detoxify their liver, they're hydrating. And Nathan, if you haven't put an Echo water machine in your store yet, that's next, so that they can begin drinking that water. Okay? Hopefully that's helpful to you. We got a lot more healing to go, but first, we got to take on Forbes magazine. Yeah, we may have peanuts in the bank or none at all, but we're taking on Forbes magazine yet, an opinion piece against chiropractic. It's a hit piece.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, do we have a theme song for Dunderheads from Forbes magazine that came from Johns Hopkins University and waxed not so poetically against the things that are important to us?
Yeah, we should. Song? I mean, if we did, this would be a perfect time to play it, wouldn't it?
What, what would the song be? What would the theme be? I mean, my gosh, this guy, Steven Salzberg from Forbes magazine. Although they do, Forbes distances themselves from this. It's like an opinion piece where they say, well, opinions expressed by Forbes contributors are their own. Well, I'm hoping so, because Forbes, this is pretty embarrassing. And I think you really need to back off of having this guy contribute to your magazine. Now, if you read, like, Medicare data expenditures, okay, you take all of their expenditures, you look at the line items, you go, all right, $100 million here, $500 million here, whatever there, and you learn that $564 million was reimbursed for chiropractic care and osteopathic care. Then you'd find, okay, that's what has happened. I guess in an opinion piece, you add certain descriptive terms to that. And the headline of this doofus is, yes, I said that, Stephen Salzberg. You put yourself out there this way, you're going to deal with it. Medicare data reveal $564 million wasted on chiropractors and osteopathic manipulation. That's what he said. Chiropractic, wasted. Wasted. Did you? By the way, did you find that clip I was asking you about earlier today?
Oh no, I'm sorry, I didn't.
All right, because
I missed that one.
I could do it for you. The only thing that's wasted is Stephen Salzberg. This is him right now. Go ahead,
dude. I'm so wasted.
Yeah, just like Spicoli. That was pretty good.
That's right.
You know, the thing is, he's wasted. He's wasting away. This is an opinion piece, obviously. But he immediately drops into the same old about chiropractic, osteo. They're belief systems, they involve bones, but there's no evidence to back them up. I mean, again, declarative statements with no validation in backing up what he's saying. Because there have been scientific studies showing.
He's a scientist.
He's a scientist. He came from Johns Hopkins. What kind of scientist is he? He says a distinguished Bloomberg Distinguished Professor of Biomedical Engineering, Computer Science, and Biostatistics at Johns Hopkins. Really? That's your expertise in chiropractic and osteopathic medicine?
Now, I'm the Bloomberg Distinguished Professor. Why don't you just say, I am the awesomest, most coolest guy at Johns Hopkins University, right?
Yeah.
You're not patting yourself on the back there at all, are you, dude?
Right. No, you know what's wasted is, of course, all the money that's stolen from the American people to then be given out a little bit back to cover allopathic medicine, the third leading cause of death, according to the stats, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, Lancet. We talk about the death rate due to iatrogenicide. And this guy is arguing that, my gosh, it was such wasted money, chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation. Now, how did he get here? Because this is the thing about someone has a strong opinion. And granted, listen, you got an opinion. Opinions are like you-know-what holes, right? Everybody has one. You've heard that. Ha, 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 right? Okay, fine. You can have that. But just, you know, back up your arguments with something stronger than what this guy does, particularly when it comes to osteopathic manipulative therapy. Now, I want to go back in history, my history. When I was, I think I was a teenager at that point still, and I had, a pinched nerve in my back. And I had never been to a chiropractor. We didn't grow up with chiropractors. I was an allopathic kid. I was raised in modern medicine. But we found a doctor of osteopathic medicine. And he did, you know, he went in there and actually adjusted me where I heard audible, you know, where they call it the cracking of the back. It's not cracking, but I heard an audible. I'm like, ooh, wow, that was interesting. I've never felt that before. And it worked. It helped me more than any of the muscle relaxants that the drug doctors gave me. And so my first experience with osteopathic medicine was pretty cool. And I come to find out osteopaths were given equivalency of medical doctors. Only if they would eschew, if you will, disregard their true heritage of osteopathic manipulation as a cornerstone to the way they look at the human body in a non-drug approach. They wanted to be like the doctors, the medical doctors. They got it. They got engulfed and devoured. Now they have licensed equal privileges to poison you with their prescription, with their pen. The chiropractors, well, not as much, but there's problems. I've talked about that the majority of chiropractic schools in America require vaccination for their students to go to that school. Tell me, how far has chiropractic left its roots because it also wanted to be acknowledged and recognized on the status with licenses? You ask for a license, you ask for something, you don't realize what you're going to get, and that is control. Speak of manipulation of your own teachings, the origin of your teachings. And now you got chiropractic schools saying, oh, you got to be vaccinated to go here. So, where does he go? Where does he go to claim that osteopathic manipulation is bunk, it's dangerous, it's bad? Super Don, do you want to share this? Because you were particularly perturbed by this. Is this even a straw man argument? I mean, this is unbelievable. This is a Johns Hopkins guy.
This is just being an a-hole. And I'm sorry if that offends anybody, but you know, sometimes it's hard to come up with a better, more accurate term for somebody who's got a giant chip on their shoulder, like this guy. So he's got a problem with osteopathic manipulation. Okay, fine, whatever. So you do, but he jumps the shark in a way that is so obvious that I would personally like to see Forbes apologize for allowing this kind of comparison to be put on here. So this guy, what's his name again?
Larry. Well, no, the guy that's writing it.
Yeah,
the guy that's writing it. Yeah, yeah. His name is Steven Salzberg. I want to make sure
Steven
everybody knows
Salzberg.
That he could be wearing a dunce cap about now.
Thank you.
Of what you're
we need to remember this guy's name. So he says here, he wants to make a comparison here. And here's the comparison he makes. He says, osteopathic manipulation is what Larry Nassar. Now, if you remember, this is a big scandal that's been talked about for, I don't know, what, a month or two now?
Recently. He was convicted of molestations of young girls, the U.S.
Olympic
women's gymnastics
team. Yeah, the gymnastics team.
Yeah.
So
horrible,
he says,
horrible dude.
Yeah, I mean, the guy did a horrible thing. But, so here what he's saying. He's saying that osteopathic manipulation is what this Larry Nassar guy claimed he was doing to the hundreds of young girls whom he molested over the years when he was a sports doctor at Michigan State University and a doctor for the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team. So,
talk about jumping the shark and going
why
after
is this relevant? Basically, and listen, I mean, he doesn't come out and say this. He tries to go, oh, well, I don't mean to suggest that any of the osteopathic physicians endorse
Nassar.
You just did. And that's a BS backtracking to try and cover your aspirin on the situation. Steven Salzberg basically just said and wants you to think and wants to connect the dots that people who practice osteopathic manipulative therapy are sexual predators and will molest young girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is what he has basically said right here. And he's done it in a bit of a passive-aggressive way, but not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy needs
again.
Rhetorically speaking, this guy needs to be punched in the throat. I hate it when people do this stuff.
People from Johns Hopkins. If you went to Johns Hopkins, I mean, it's a prestigious school, medical school, etc. You need to disavow this dude because this is not impressive to say.
But
I'm going to bring up Larry Nassar to impugn that all osteopaths are sexual predators, but they're not. That's not what I'm saying. Really, that's what you just said. So, and then
I wonder how many college professors have raped women before. I'll bet you there's some out there. And if I went and found one and I said, oh, well, this professor from Johns Hopkins University, Steven Salzberg, he's a professor. And by the way, I just want to point out that this professor over here that raped this woman, he's a professor too. Now, does that mean that Steven Salzberg is a rapist?
No, we're not saying that. We're not saying that, of course not.
No.
But, I mean, that's the equivalency. So you could find, well, listen, we've covered medical doctor stories of abuse, sexual abuse of patients, and that they get a slap on the wrist, they don't even lose their license. Or if they lose their license, they can get it back. This is an argument that, okay, I get it. You don't like osteopathic manipulation. You don't like chiropractic. Fine. You don't even want it to be funded by the government. You only want allopathic medicine, pseudoscience, I would call drug science, that is maybe the leading cause of death. I get that. That's what you want. But don't stoop to trying to link all osteopaths or chiropractors with sexual predators. That is not, you know, how you got your degree. Maybe it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a total cheap shot. And, you know, one of these, you know, listen, Steven Salzberg, if you happen to be listening, which I'm sure you are, I'm sure you're a big fan of the show. You know, listen, and to anybody else who might be inspired to write an article because they disagree with something or they're angry with somebody or something like that, when you go to this extent, what you do is you basically discredit anything you have to say at this point, because after reading that paragraph, I didn't even have to read the rest of the article.
I'm not impressed with your intelligence levels once you go there. You're done. Exactly.
Your agenda, you bent over and your agenda was showing, and we all saw it. You know, I mean, it discredits anything else that you have to say.
By the way,
he
goes after chiropractic by pointing out that, like, there was one time somebody got a neck adjustment and something happened with the vascular system, and there was
an
aneurysm or something.
And this is what this guy's a total skeptic. I mean, honestly, maybe I'm not as familiar with. I know he's written for Forbes for a while, and he doesn't speak of any type of alternative therapies favorably. But that's the big argument that these skeptics have, is that, well, you see, here's this incident of this person over here that got a neck adjustment and, you know, they died or they got paralyzed. Yeah, things happen. But, you know, look, I'll tell you what, I will put chiropractic injuries up against literally any, allopathic procedure or drug treatment on any given day, and let's look at those statistics and let's see who's getting paralyzed and dying, you know?
It'll be embarrassing for Steven Salzberg. Maybe he shouldn't be paying attention to this, because you'll have to go home with your tail between your legs. I said tails, didn't I? Yes. Well, folks, listen, chiropractic has problems, DOs have problems, because they've been licensed. That's the problem. Because they lose origin. We see with the DOs, with very few DOs today actually do osteopathic manipulation. Chiropractors do a lot more. That's true to chiropractic. But even they expand into the allopathic realm because they wanted status. Yes, I know about Wilk versus AMA. I know about the collusion against chiropractic. I love chiropractic. I love chiropractors. Osteopaths that do it. Non-drug approaches. Non-vaccinating approaches to health and healing. Now, if you want to have a separate argument about whether it should be funded through Medicare or whatever else, yeah, separation of medicine and state. That's my perspective. You got a different one? Let me know. We're at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Making fun of allergies next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Belcher.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Doesn't seem like enough time, does it? Well, we do our level best to fit it all in and then some. But keep checking out the weather reports at robertscottbell.com. The notes are up each and every day. We get to sometimes publish other articles, particularly from our buddy John Rappaport, who has another good one. Was it just yesterday or today that he put up a new one that was brilliant? What's this classic one he did? Let me just check it out. I want everybody to see it. If I could scroll down to it right now, apologize. Yes, the mandate to overthrow mainstream news. I love this. I'm not going to talk about it, but I want you all to read it because it goes to the heart of what we've been doing here for many years. And if you leave here and then two-time us with going to watch the mainstream evening news, I'm not going to be happy unless you're taking what you learn here and seeing through the matrix, right? To see through what they're saying is just all a bunch of bunk and lies and all. It's maddening what they do. And you'll see particularly on the issue of vaccination, how that alone disqualifies them from anything else that they say that you have to, even though Superdon says every once in a while they'll get something right, but that's just enough to keep you baited on the hook for everything else that they throw at you that's a lie. So I don't give them a lot of props because, oh, once in a while, they did a good job. I know, we'll acknowledge it. We will. Reluctantly, but we will. But the point is, the mainstream news is poisonous, toxic to your health and to the health of your children and to freedom in general. But for now, we will move on into movie time. Hey, movie, it's not a Friday. We used to do movie reviews with Liam Sheff. I miss that. Occasionally, we would do that on a Friday.
Yeah. Well, I got some movies on my radar that I'm going to be seeing. I know coming up, next week, I'm going to go see Black Panther.
Really?
Really looking forward to that. Yeah, that looks like that's going to be a really good movie.
All right, well, that's good, but aren't you excited for your kids, your grandkids, to see the Peter Rabbit movie coming out?
I want to see the Peter Rabbit movie. At first I was kind of like, oh, you know, Peter Rabbit, whatever, you know, but it's actually, in the previews, looks like a very funny movie.
You know, I read the Peter Rabbit book, or I don't know if there are multiple.
Yeah, I don't think it's loosely connected to the book.
Okay, all right, the Beatrix Potter books. But anyway, controversy abounds because apparently in the movie, Peter Rabbit or somebody in the movie bullied one of the other animals who had an allergy.
Well, now listen, it's not even the animals. Look,
no, what is it?
It's the rabbits are bullying. And what's the Mr. McGregor, the guy? Ooh. You know, the guy with the cabbage patch or whatever.
So he has allergies.
Yeah, he's allergic to berries.
Oh, all right. So the animals are going to use it against him because he's mean old Mr. McGregor. So now. There are news reports on this, Super Don. You need to set this up?
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently some people got offended by this. Here's a news report talking about what happened with the movie Peter Rabbit.
Sony Pictures apologized today for a scene in the new Peter Rabbit movie that some say insensitively shows a character with a food allergy being bullied. In it, the rabbits fling blackberries at Mr. McGregor, who is allergic to the fruit, forcing him to use an EpiPen.
That used to be called funny because it was absurd, it was fiction, it wasn't real. I remember in movies they would drop, you know, anvils on your head, right? And it's like, wasn't immediately, we have to apologize to people that don't want anvils falling on their head.
People who have died from pianos falling on them or something, right?
Apparently, it's a new level of sensitivity. Maybe we're on the wrong side of this, Superdon. Is there more to this news story?
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds funny. Maybe I'm just a horrible person because I can't wait to see the movie now because this sounds funny. But yeah, it goes on.
According to the Associated Press, Sony Pictures issued a joint statement with the filmmaker saying food allergies are a serious issue and should not have been made light of, even in a cartoonish slapstick way. It comes after a petition on Change.org, which now has well over 10,000 signatures, called for such an apology. The group behind the petition explains in part, "This mocks the seriousness of allergic disease and is heartbreakingly disrespectful to the families of those that have lost loved ones to anaphylaxis."
Listen,
it's a movie.
I got street cred on this, Super Don. Allergies, the poster boy for every allergy known to man, that was me. 10 years of allergy shots, antihistamines, OTCs, prescription drugs, me. You know what? Vaccinations, antibiotics, that's what I'm talking about. And those are glorified everywhere in the news media, in movies, in television. Oh, my gosh, the wonder drug. They're the things that are causing the allergies. The dang peanuts that they put in the thing they inject. We never had peanut allergies when we were kids. And now, of course, it's like The Simpsons. You remember this episode? Give a listen.
Simpson, you've been waving your nuts in my face for too long. Eat, trip, and die.
No, I'm allergic.
Yeah, where were the protests then? Where was the change.org when The Simpsons did it? It was humorous then. Now it's not. No, what's not funny are the vaccines and the antibiotics that are destroying the guts of those who end up manifesting allergies that, by the way, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we know how to cure. FDA be damned. We know how to do it because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.